pretended that we were doing vital work. We believed that we were doing vital work. And yet, in the end, nothing we did had any real value. Vin didn't need this knowledge to kill the Lord Ruler. I am probably the last of the Keepers. The thoughts in these metal mines will die with me. And at times, I can't make myself regret that fact. This is not an era for scholars and philosophers. Scholars and philosophers do not help feed starving children.
And so you don't wear them anymore? Breeze said. Because you think they're useless?
More than that, Sazed said. To wear these metal mines would be to pretend. I would be pretending that I find the things in them to be of use, and I have not yet decided if I do or not. To wear them now would seem like a betrayal. I set them aside, for I can do them no justice. I'm just not ready to believe, as we did before, that gathering knowledge and religions is more important than taking action. Perhaps if the Keepers had fought, rather than just memorized, the Lord Ruler would have fallen centuries ago.
But you resisted, Sazed, Breeze said. You fought.
I don't represent myself any longer, Lord Breeze, Sazed said softly. I represent all Keepers, since I am apparently the last. And I, as the last, do not believe in the things I once taught. I cannot with good conscience imply that I am the Keeper I once was.
Breeze sighed, shaking his head.
You don't make sense.
It makes sense to me.
No, I think you're just confused. This may not seem to you like a world for scholars, my dear friend, but I think you'll be proven wrong. It seems to me that now, suffering in the darkness that might just be the end of everything, is when we need knowledge the most.
Why? Sazed said. So I can teach a dying man a religion that I don't believe? To speak of a god when I know there is no such being?
Breeze leaned forward.
Do you really believe that? That nothing is watching over us?
Sazed sat quietly, slowing in his polishing.
I have yet to decide for certain, he finally said. At times, I have hoped to find some truth. However, today that hope seems very distant to me. There is a darkness upon this land, Breeze, and I am not sure that we can fight it. I am not sure that I want to fight it.
Breeze looked troubled at that. He opened his mouth, but before he could respond, a rumble rolled through the cavern. The rings and bracers on the table quivered and clinked together as the entire room shook, and there was a clatter as some foodstuffs fell, though not too many, for Captain Gordell's men had done good work in moving most of the stockpile off of shelves and to the ground in order to deal with the quakes. Eventually, the shaking subsided. Breeze sat with a white face, looking up at the ceiling of the cavern.
I tell you, Sazed, he said, every time one of those quakes comes, I wonder at the wisdom of hiding in a cave. Not the safest place during an earthquake, I should think.
We really have no other option at the moment, Sazed said.
True, I suppose. Does it seem to you like those quakes are coming more frequently?
Yes, Sazed said, picking up a few fallen bracelets from the floor. Yes, they are.
Maybe this region is just more prone to them, Breeze said, not sounding convinced.
He turned, looking to the side as Captain Gordell rounded a shelf and approached them in a rush.
Ah, come to check on us, I see, Breeze said. We survived the quake quite handily. No need for urgency, my dear Captain.
It's not that, Gordell said, puffing slightly. It's Lord Spook. He's back.
Sazed and Breeze shared a look, then rose from their chairs, following Gordell to the front of the cavern. They found Spook walking down the steps. His eyes were uncovered, and Sazed saw a new hardness in the young man's expression.
We really haven't been paying enough attention to the lad.
The soldiers backed away. There was blood on Spook's clothing, though he didn't appear wounded. His cloak was burned in places, and the bottom ended in a charred rip.
Good, Spook said, noticing Breeze and Sazed. You're here. Did that quake cause any damage?
Spook, Breeze asked. No, we're all fine here. No damage, but...
We have little time for chatter, Breeze, Spook said, walking past them. Emperor Venture wants Erto, and we're going to deliver it to him. I need you to start spreading rumors in the city. It should be easy. Some of the more important elements in the underworld already know the truth.
What truth? Breeze asked,
joining Sazed as they followed Spook through the cavern.
That Quellian is using allomancers, Spook said, his voice echoing in the cavern. I've now confirmed what I suspected before. Quellian recruits mistings from the people he arrests. He rescues them from his own fires, then holds their families hostage. He relies on the very thing he's preaching against. The entire foundation for his rule, therefore, is a lie. Exposing that lie should cause the entire system to collapse.
That's capital. We can certainly do that, Breeze said, glancing at Sazed again.
Spook kept walking, and Sazed followed, trailing Spook as he moved through the cavern. Breeze moved away, probably to fetch Aurianne. Spook stopped beside the water's edge. He stood there for a moment, then turned to Sazed.
You said that you have been studying the construction that brought the water down here, diverting it from the canals.
Yes, Sazed said.
Is there a way to reverse the process? Spook asked. Make the water flood the streets again?
Perhaps, Sazed said. I am not certain that I have the engineering expertise to accomplish the feat, however.
Is there knowledge in your metal mines that would help you? Spook asked.
Well, yes.
Then use them, Spook said.
Sazed paused, looking uncomfortable.
Sazed, Spook said, we don't have much time. We have to take this city before Quellian decides to attack and destroy us. Breeze is going to spread the rumors. Then I'm going to find a way to expose Quellian as a liar before his people. He's an allomancer himself.
Will that be enough?
It will if we give them someone else to follow, Spook said,
turning back to look across the waters.
Someone who can survive fires. Someone who can restore water to the city streets. We'll give them miracles and a hero, then expose their leader as a hypocrite and a tyrant. Confronted